Generally, materialist science does not account convincingly for NDEs. Some proponents suggest that NDEers really are conscious in the usual sense. What if fragments of consciousness somehow linger in the brain, or moments of lucid consciousness are lost, then regained during CPR? These hypotheses do not account for NDEs because states of fragmentary, failing, or recovering consciousness produce confused memories, whereas NDE accounts are typically lucid. Some argue that the changes are simply the outcome of cerebral anoxia, loss of oxygen to the brain. But all 344 of Van Lommel's patients were clinically dead. Thus, if that is the correct explanation, all or most of them should have reported NDEs, but only 18% did. Some look for explanations from fleeting, fragmentary experiences induced by drugs, hypogravity, or electrical stimulation in patients who are not unconscious or near death. But as Van Lommel notes, the induced non-NDE recollections consist of fragmented and random memories, unlike the panoramic life review that can occur in NDE. Further, transformational processes are rarely reported after induced experiences. The fact that an unusual mind state may occur as a result of drugs, stimulation, or hypogravity is not under dispute. However, NDEs occur when patients are in a state of clinical death, and they commonly result in significant life change. That's what requires explanation. Some claim that NDEers merely embellish their memories of a medical crisis over time. But Van Lommel's patients were interviewed within a few days of CPR, which is probably too soon for time to gild memories. Still, Canadian science journalist Jay Ingram notes that Van Lommel's point of view is repellent to many, and charges, "Who's to say that some NDEs weren't falsely remembered in the days and weeks following the patient's hospitalization?" Who indeed? Yes, patients might confabulate to get attention or please the doctors, except for one thing. The NDEers showed high rates of key attitude change years later. For example, loss of fear of death relative to non-NDE patients. A more reasonable conclusion is that NDEers experienced a lucid state that brought about actual changes, and that lucid state deserves further study. Psychologist Susan Blackmore also tackles the NDE life changes, explaining,